the world's oldest teenager, has died. Dick Clark became a national icon in the 1950s as the host of American Bandstand. The show continued through the late 80s, and for more than 30 years, Clark hosted the New Year's Eve special for ABC. Dick Clark died this morning after a massive heart attack. He was 82 years old. We hear more about his life from NPR's Netta Ulaby.
In 1956, producers at WFIL-TV in Philadelphia had a big problem. The host of the city's top-rated show, a local teen dance program, was accused of sexual impropriety with some of the teenage dancers. Then he was arrested for drunk driving. The station faced enormous pressure to cancel its most lucrative program. Music historian John Jackson said the show needed a new host, fast.
And at the time, there was a gentleman working on a show, a nondescript radio show, and he had a clean-cut, impeccable image. He had a boyish look about him, an innocent look, and that gentleman happened to be Dick Clark.
One of the things Dick Clark did best was make the scandalous tame. At the time, rock and roll was still sort of controversial. Clark created an image of wholesome American teen life to which bubbly pop music was fundamental. By doing so, he changed the culture.
I think Bandstand was important historically because it gave the world a look at a world perhaps they'd never looked at before. That's the world of kids.
That's Dick Clark in a 1998 NPR interview. He was one of the first to take kids seriously as consumers and use the music they liked as a marketing tool. Now, of course, that concept occupies entire TV channels. So in retrospect, John Jackson says, it's hard to imagine the reaction in 1957 when Clark proposed to ABC that Bandstand go national.
He was laughed out of the studio, and they said to him, "Who wants to watch kids dancing in Philadelphia?"
It turned out everybody did. Come on, baby. The show was an instant success and bailed out the struggling network. Richard Wagstaff Clark got his first job at an upstate New York radio station owned by his uncle and managed by his dad. But nepotism only got him so far. In Philadelphia, Clark was on his own, and he credited Bandstand's immediate success partly to its sense of place.
We were in a major city, Philadelphia. We got serviced with the latest releases, and we had a huge teen audience watching who were trendsetters. So radio station program directors used to assign their assistants to watch the program and copy down what we played, and within a day, it was being played everywhere. Tonight your mind
completely. You know, if you were on the Clark Show with a new record, it was almost like Dick Clark giving his blessings and saying this record is going to be a hit.
Clark made a teen idol out of Brenda Lee, who spoke with NPR a few years ago, as well as Fabian, Frankie Avalon, and Freddie Cannon.
Whatever record you had out on that show, I mean, you automatically sold 50, 60, 70, 100,000 records by the end of the week of that week. That's how much records it was sold off of one television show. The power of that show was so strong. Last night I took a walk after dark.
People today can't imagine how much power he had. In the 1950s, when Dick started, he was the only national disc jockey.
John Jackson wrote a history of American Bandstand. He says all that power eventually got Clark into trouble.
Nobody knew it, but he began to accumulate record companies, music publishing companies. He owned a record pressing company, and Dick would go on American Bandstand and play a record and rave about it up and down and say, here's this great new record, and nobody would know that he owned the record.
That conflict of interest became public in 1959 when a congressional investigation into payola targeted Dick Clark's business practices. Clark had to choose his music industry interests or hosting American Bandstand. Bandstand won, but John Jackson says the experience embittered Clark, and he carried on legitimate entrepreneurship with a vengeance.
He diversified. He bought things from radio stations to oil wells, and this was the early 1960s. But probably the most important thing that he did, and he had a tremendous amount of foresight, Dick put a lot of that money into producing.
Dick Clark became one of television's most powerful independent producers. He produced and hosted game shows like the $10,000 Pyramid, celebrity specials, celebrity blooper specials, and exploitation movies. One featured Dick Clark. He played a TV announcer critical of youth culture run amok.
Who in America can truly resist the clarion call of youth? Never has it been so brazenly sounded. Experience? It has brought you nothing.
That's an uncharacteristically cynical pronouncement from a man whose uncanny youthfulness was essential to his brand. A more repeated quote was this: music is the soundtrack to your life. Dick Clark died this morning in Los Angeles. Neto Ulibi, NPR News.
This is NPR.